I believe, inshallah, we have entered to 3 months, month of Rajab, we enter. If it's not today, tomorrow we're going to enter. I see the moon today is very cloudy, but heavy is coming to me. That is today, the first day. We'll check again tomorrow. Doesn't really matter. Inshallah, we are making intention during the month of Rajab. The month of Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the first Jummah, Thursday night, will be the night of Ragaib night, holy night. Inshallah, this Thursday we will be celebrating that, and people, they can make some nafila ibadats that night to try to catch their ego and to put it under the control, inshallah. If one makes sincere and correct intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach and help us, that one. We must know one thing: whatever we want and whatever we like, that doesn't mean that is benefiting us or is good for us. The ego is a wild creature. This is the month that easily the man can take over the control of the ego, because during this month the shaitans will chain, and they will put into chain, and they cannot run around wild. And the shaitan cannot come to whisper to ego now. So you'll be able to control the ego more easily this time. The ego is the worst enemy to a man and to everything around and to his Lord. The wild ego, not the mutmain ego, not the ego that you're taking under the control and it's pleasing Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created ego, you have to know ego first, and you have to know from how you're going to control it. Everything has their own ways of doing things. When Allah created ego, and He asked, "Who are you and who am I?" The response was, "You are you and I am me," declaring the Lordship. Allah knows what He has created, but He's giving us a lesson. He's teaching us what kind of creature that ego is, that He put it into us. And He is taking that ego, ordering to angels, saying, "Take this ego and punish him, because he's declaring lordship." And they put him into the fire. When the ego was inside the fire, screaming and begging, and 50,000 years later, taking it out, putting it divine present again. As soon as it came out from the punishment, the characteristic turned it all the way around again. And Allah asked, "Who are you and who am I?" And that one replied again, same way. "Okay, you are you and I am me," declaring lordship again. Allah is ordering angels taking that one, putting into the Jahannam, to the frozen cold side, that is worse than the fire. He's screaming and begging 50,000 years. As soon as they took it out, bringing to divine presence, turned to become same arrogant again. You are you and I am I. Then Allah ordering to angels, saying, take this one now and put her in the hunger valley, valley of hunger. 3 days, arrogantly standing, the third day went to Sajda, saying, you are you, you are the Lord, and I am the creature. You are not in need of anything, and I am in need of you. If you are not giving me my supplements, I cannot survive. So this is the characteristic of ego. And if you want to worship your ego, then you have to stop eating and drinking the Lord's food and the water. It will be haram to you that time, to those people who is worshipping to their ego, and to eat the food and to drink the water that Allah is providing for the ones that was accepted. Because the ego is declaring lordship, and the lordship is means I don't need anything from anyone. I can continue my existence without anything, taking anything from anyone. That's what it means. So the month of Rajab, it is easy to catch that ego, and to, because the shaitans, they are Thai, and it's only ego. So if you making intention to fast a little bit, then you may catch the ego easy, and to take under the control, and slowly, according to the intention of a believer, things that once you think is good for you and you think that it's going to give you pleasure, then you will understand that it is no good for you, it is only a punishment. So many times the people, they go to a hospital and the doctor saying, take this pill. It's sour. I don't want it. You're going to want it. You're going to take it. Because that medicine is going to give you cure. You're going to like that one. There is no way for a man to get cure insisting with the thing that he likes to want to do. Or, for instance, if a man is drinking and now he is poisoned with the liquor and he goes to a hospital and he's still insisting, saying, I love that liquor and I want to drink. It's okay, let me die with it, let me just have it. No doctor, no government ever is going to accept that one's what he wants to give him, because he knows that that one is not even controlling himself now. That's why he's taking under the care. Same thing if a man is using drugs or smoking or any kind of wrong thing that he is doing. That's how Shaitan is fooling people, and we must be careful, because we have not been sent. First, man must understand what is the reason and the being in this world. What is it? Why we are in this world? That's what the man has to understand first. Allah saying to us, he says, this world is only very temporary, and it is a very short and very little pleasures. Even if you think that you're taking pleasure, it's very little pleasures that you can take from this world. for our existence in this world and sending to this world, in reality to earn our paradise, there is going to be life there that you cannot even imagine, you cannot even dream of that kind of life. Don't think that the life in paradise is comparing in any way to this worldly activity, or eating, or drinking, or the having sex, or anything that is familiarity with this world. Impossible. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our understanding of pleasure in this world, it is only eating and drinking and running around and going and doing, running our pleasure. We think that that is the enjoyment that we're going to get from the paradise. But impossible. That is very low, and that all these things that is happening in this world, that is a reasoning of multiplying and life to continue. That is only, it is not a pleasure. It's just the reason of having sex and getting married and this to multiply. Nothing else. And just a drop of pleasure there. But the heavenly pleasure is not like that. You cannot even, only time for a man to understand that when he's going to experience it, or he reaches into this station in this world that he will just get a taste from it, just a drop. That time may compare a little bit. Those even who's living in this world and the vision opens to them, they cannot compare it still with the life in paradise. It's only a blink, it's only a drop from the ocean they can get. So this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us, and He can take it anytime He wants. No one can fight for it. And if you're fighting for it, there is no way, put that cat down from the chair. And no way that the man is going to be able to stop the action of Azrael. And when our time is up, that Allah set a time to us, the Azrael is going to come. But there is no law there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set time to us and is going to go according to that law. No. As He like. He can change it instantly now. And saying to Azrael, although that one, the life is not finished that I have written for him, I decide to finish it. Go and take it. What you will do? What we will do that time? So the believer must leave facing that reality. Must take that reality in front of him and to try to live according to that. If you're believing or not, again, to say, well, I don't care, I'm not a believer. You can say that. But it's not changing that reality. That reality is still there. And if he wishes, he will take the whole people right now from this world. No one is going to say, why are you doing this? Who are you going to complain to? United Nations? How arrogant and stubborn and ignorant this mankind became. So this is the month of Rajab, the month of mercy, the month, death month, that is not hearing and is not seeing. Another meaning that the angels in this month is not seeing and is not hearing the wrong activities that the believers they are doing. For that they are not recording. But we must feel shame, a shame of ourselves, that our Lord is seeing. He is all seeing and all hearing always. He doesn't need angels or anything between us. So This is the month that we can take according to our intention. Of course, we must make our intention pure now, to pure, to be able to benefit from it. If we are not making any intention and expecting something to happen, well, you already intention is whatever it is in your heart. You already built yourself to that. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to change that time. The man must make. That's why the man, Allah keeping the man responsible. The man is responsible. Because the man has an intelligent and has a free will. And he has left between right and wrong. And whatever he chooses, he does it with his own free will. And that time, he will be facing the whatever is there for him in the judgment day. Not only judgment day, in dunya also. Because so many times people, they turn around and they take wrong decisions in their life, thinking that is going to change their life. But before they move from point A to the point B, some incident happens to them. They don't die. They stay crippled. And that time, even if they say, well, I'm sorry, well, you are sorry, but you're going to suffer with it. The man is free to take the pen right now and to come bring it to his ear, eyes, and just push it like that and to blow his eyes out. He is free to do it. After he did it, he may say, I'm sorry. Of course, you are sorry, but being sorry is not bringing your eyes back anymore. You're going to stay blind until you die. Who knows what will happen after the judgment day. But long as you live in this world, saying, I was so angry, and that's why I did. You can do it. You're going to pay the price. So many times the man is thinking that he's running away, but he's just building more barricade in front of him that is going to pay heavier price. We speak for our benefit and for those who listen. If you listen, only thing we can do. Only thing that the prophets, they can do too. Only thing that the prophets, they have been sent to the people. Allah sent prophet to them saying, say to them, your duty just to say to them, advise them. Advising them, they listen, they will find safety. They don't listen, leave them to my hand. And that's what the prophets did. All prophets came. This is what they brought to their nation. When their nation, what they did, why they got punished. Do you think that they did something other than what the mankind is doing today? Same thing they did. Either they start drinking a lot, or they start using drugs a lot, or they start womanizing, or they start being gays and lesbians, nothing else. That's what it was. Same thing that the man doing today. It didn't come up till today, the punishment. Who says that it's not coming tomorrow? Who's challenging Allah, saying it's not going to come tomorrow? And what are we are seeing? It is right behind the door. What is coming now? And what is coming this time, the world and the mankind have never seen. Because it was only a little incident that happened to a small nation and group of people. But this, what is happening now, is going to happen. No one is going to be able to escape in this world except those who's holding tightly to Allah and His Prophet and to His robe, their robe. There is no escaping from that. No one is going to be able to escape. So, the world, yes, everyone is free. Everyone is free to do what they want. Everyone is free to live as they like. Everyone is free to listen or not to listen. Everyone is free to listen to obey or to listen not to obey. Everyone is free. You cannot do nothing to anyone. It is no permission. Anyway, even so many times you are finding that they are giving wrong thing, fatwa to Islam. No. There is no force unless there is a, of course, if there is a, the nation of Islam, that nation is ruling by Sharia, that's a different story that time. That is coming too. This, all this hypocrisy, democracy, all this nonsense is coming to an end soon. That is going to come. The man is not going to be able to say, I live as I like. The man is going to live as the Lord likes it, not what he likes, not what ego likes it. So, we are approaching this Recep, Shaban, Ramazan. It is a big blessing to believers to escape from that, even if something is happening, is going to come, inshallah, we will find safety during this month. But we have to treat it properly to find safety. Otherwise, every passing minute that the man is open, it's like man is sitting in the open area and the bullets passing through next to him, back and forth, sitting on the middle, and the bullets passing back and forth, how long he can stay there in open. One bullet is going to come and to knock him out and finish. So that's what majority of the people they are doing today. It is a set story, set thing, but there is nothing we can do. We have to run to save our own self and our own ego to become obedient one. If anybody really wants to do that, it will become easy during this month and the help will reach to them. If anybody doesn't want to do that, they are free and they are welcome. We are saying they are free and they are welcome. The Lord is not saying that they are free and they are welcome. And much as permission He is giving to them, that much they are going to run. But every incident that is happening in the world today, it is also showing to us there is not much time left for that. So inshallah Rahman, this is just a reminder to us and to make us to understand, doesn't matter who the individual is, you can be a king, you can be a minister, you can be a sheikh, you can be an imam, you have to take care. If you don't take care, you will be falling down. Doesn't matter who you are. Allah did not separate any one of us from that, saying, long as you keep on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, you are in safety. As soon as you came out from Sirat al-Mustaqim, you're already falling out, and you are the object, and the shaitan is putting his arrows to you. And it is not that you cannot escape. If the shaitan is aiming and is drawing the arrows, you cannot escape from that. Only way escaping must run from that shaitan to Rahman, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are left alone and you are standing nowhere, then easily the shaitan is very clever. He may knock you down and later he will stand top of you and jerk you around and saying to you, I fool you, you foolish idiot. Go to Jahannam. And later you cry a lot, but you will not find no one to help you. We will not find anyone to help us that time, because we built what is for us. This is for those people who believe. If you believe, take it. If you don't believe, leave it. So, you don't have to be saying, oh, you are scaring me or anything. No, you don't have to be scared. You don't have to be nothing. Call you as you like. But, as we say, the reality is not changing because we want it or we don't want it, because we believe or we don't believe, because we accept Allah or we don't accept Allah, because we accept His laws or we don't accept His laws. Reality is not changing. He has not asked us if we want to be born. He has not asked us when we want to come to this world. He did not ask us when we want to come out from this world. That shows to us that He has not given any authority to in our hand. Every authority, it is in His hand. He has given the life, and He is taking the life anytime He wants. No one can say, you cannot do that. Billions are saying that, of course, you cannot do that. But He is still doing whatever He wants. So intelligent is to go along with our Lord, what He wants from us, and what He wants from us, what He wants us to do, that is the best thing for us. That's why He has created us, and He knows what is good for us and what is bad for us. If we do that, we will win for our nerves. If we don't do that, everyone is going to enter to their grave alone, and they're going to be staying in that grave alone. Not to think that my mother or my father is going to come to my grave to help me, no. My father may be a saint. He passed away from this world and he's going to be in his grave. He's not going to come to my grave to save me. To know that. Everyone to know that. You may run today to say, oh, my baby, my child, my son, my daughter, my... You can do that. But when the Azrael is coming, you can scream to Allah too, to say, why you took it? And you are entering to grave. We are entering to grave. That time, we are alone. We left alone there with the things that we did in this life. Nothing else. We're not going to find anything else there except what we have sent there. What we did, that's what we're going to find there. We cannot escape from that. That's what is waiting for us. And every single day, we are moving forward. Every day that is passing, every age, that people, they say, oh, today is my birthday, jumping up and down and going crazy, becoming more wild, they should be start crying when the birthdays are coming. Because one more year left behind, and one more year closer to the grave. So the man is not that intelligent. When he's not doing anything, at the same time, when his birthday is coming, he's celebrating. The intelligent man is that one. When he born to this world, he was crying. Everyone was crying when they born from their mother. If you don't cry, the nurse holds you like that, and he gives you one smack, and you start crying. Everyone starts crying when they born. Some they cry all their life, with that laughing, not carrying any responsibility, laughing. That is crying. And Azrael coming, they going into the grave and start crying from that time, who knows until when. But those ones who was crying when they're born, and later in their life, they start becoming serious, and later they look at every matter, and they start taking lesson from it, and they don't just become like empty head people laughing for everything, thinking, putting things together, understanding what is value, where to run, what to do, and how to be a servant. When the angel of death is approaching to them, that time they start laughing, they start smiling. And that time they give order out saying, when we die, no one should cry. you should bring us to our grave with the nails and with the drums. Because it is a wedding party. We are reunioning back with our Lord. That is the intelligent one, and that is the one who have found safety. This world has seen billions of people, billions of different actions, almost every actions from that time, from the sons of Adam alayhi salam until today, every action is same thing they were doing. Wrong actions are eating, drinking, womanizing, adultery, this and that. The good actions, obedience, running to build things and to live better generation. Nothing has changed really, same thing. So those who's carrying those correctly, they found safety. Those who's not, they're going to find all holy books. This is what is ordering. And if man saying I'm not accepting any of them, that one must be the most intelligent one, next to a monkey and donkey. That's what Darwin saying. So I'm not accepting anything. I'm accepting to be monkey. But the monkey world is not accepting that one too now. So inshallah, this is the beginning of Rajab. If we make intention to correct ourselves. The man, Holy Prophet saying, the man makes intention to do wrong thing. And he gets up from his house and he goes to the place to do the wrong thing. And he enters to that place that he's going to do that wrong action. But all of a sudden he changes his mind. And he's saying, he understands this is wrong and he turns back. There will be no single sin will be written for that man. And he may be rewarded in the judgment day. So never is too late for anyone, but the man must know what is he doing and why he's doing. That's the most important thing. Now, why I'm doing this? What is my intention? Is my intention to please the people around me? Or is my intention to please my Lord? Or is my intention is to please my ego? Two of them is wrong. Only one of them is right. Don't try to please people around you. Don't try to please your ego. Try to please Allah. And now when you know that there is someone who's close to Allah, and you know that, try to please that one. Maybe that one's prayer will reach to you, and that time your Lord will be pleased with you, inshallah rahman. Bemin Allah tevfik ve hürmetin habib ve hürmetin fatiha. Sen de uyumaya başladın. Yoksa rabıtaya başladın sen de. Söyle. Rabıta yapıyordun da bana. Sultan Abdülhamid Han'a basıyor. Bak görüyor musun? Elhamdülillah Rabbim. Any question? Anybody else? If you do ask, if you don't, you may not find me long time. I may disappear too. I may go up. I may go to the other side too. You might as well ask now, when you are finding me here. There's not too many. There is 124,000. Left in this world, but they are hiding. For billions to run wild. They are hiding for billions to run wild to say we do as we like. If one of them comes out and saying I am putting authority on every one of you, they cannot even put step forward or backward. They cannot sit, they cannot stand up. Allah gave authority to them, but they're not interfering now, because everything has to fall into the places. And the holy hadith of the holy prophet alayhi salatu wasalam must come out. That's why they're not interfering. Don't think that they don't have authority. They have authority from this end to the other end of the world. They can do. They don't need permission from the government. They already have permission to do what they want. But they're not looking anymore for those things, to saying, let them to live as they like. We must look our facing to Holy Prophet to see what he's doing, what he's saying. We're not caring what they're doing anymore. That's why everyone running wild thinking that I do as I like. Okay, anything else? Where are you, Bayram? You came late?
No, I didn't come late. I came on time.
Came on time? What happened? You make decision to come on time?
Yes.
SubhanAllah. You were working today?
Yes.
And you make decision to leave the job and to come to prayer? Allah. Two nights you didn't. Why is it tonight?
Actually, to tell you the truth, I was stuck yesterday and the day before. I said that I didn't intend to come on time, but I was stuck.
And?
Beyond my control.
You're not stuck tonight?
My car broke down and I made it here on time and I walked.
Your car broke down, huh? Allah, Allah. So you work some extra last night, overtime, and night before. So you just made it up. It's okay. But the problem is yesterday you worked 12 hours and you make only $22. So how are you going to fix the car now?
I didn't work the full 12 hours either, sir.
I know. Yeah. Day before, same. So now, you remember what your chef said to you? What did he say to you?
Leave that job.
Good. You can continue much as you want. Sit down and have accountants around you and tell them, from that day that I told you to leave the job, how much money you make by working and how much money you spend for a car that you are stuck, you will find out if you are a winner or you are a loser. And I can tell you that you pay double from your pocket. Double. Not the money that you make, but put two more on top of it, and that's what happened to you. Because you're not seeing that in every month you're paying 100, 200 here, 100 there, 100 here, 300 there, 700 there, 500 there. Calculate those. And calculate what we say, $100 a day, put $100 a day, and look if you are a winner or you are a loser. So why you are working? What is the reason to work? To go to work and to come back and to pay money from your pocket? That's what you're doing. Mujahid is smarter than you. He's laughing at you now. Look. See? You want to do that? Like, he's looking at you with a corner of eye, saying, go to work. He's saying, I did one time. I took the car. I took a free ride. I pay enough money. There is enough for me for 3 years. But because I became obedient, I already make the money back. He made his money back. Tell us that. He crashed the car. He had a free test, testing the car, and having the insurance company to pay him double on top of it. He Yeah, like that. You cannot even test drive your car to crash it to see how strong your car is. But he did it. And 60 miles an hour. He wanted to move the tree from his place. Having a lot of it. But yeah. Bullets can work. Women can work. Do you have anything to say or anything to any software to make? Listen. No? Okay. Good day. Everything's going to burn down. I think we're not good enough. عليكم السلام. هذا هو الشرط يسمى. فات فاسكان تويجي جوتا. شمال ماشي نسانا شيء لدن دي. الشرط برنا. How is that kidding? Better? Clothing? Okay. Oh, tomorrow we'll go to that. Namazda kıbleye karşı secdede durdu o kedi. Sen burada mıydın? Kimiydi burada namaz kılan? Burada otururdu, buraya durdu. O kedi. Farz namazı.
Zaten normalde
sen idin burada. Kimiydi burada namaz kılan?
Salim
Ben Şeyh. That cat was facing kıble and sitting on secdede kedi. On the farz namaz. On the other side, they were all lined up on the other side. They were all lining up on the other side. In the prayer time, they were all lining up. The cats. I left them alone now a little bit. They're not coming to pray. I have to put them on the control tunnel. See? Allah bless you. So what you did in Arizona?
I saw Martin and recorded what he was saying.
What do you report?
All the stories he was saying. It was just very interesting stuff. He's talking. So many things that he's praying Fajr in the morning in a different way, you know, at the same time in the morning, and he was talking about, you know, all the people who have been coming to help, you know, that you have to be obedient to God, but if they're not obedient, at least they're helping you. You can say on the judgment day, these people help me and hold them and be saved. And they had the sprinklers coming into the village and brought some water in there. And they were just telling the story about the end of the world.
About what?
The end of the world and the prophecies they had for the different signs that they say this all happened before. And so the story, they had the stories of what to expect, which has happened.
has happened before. What happened before? The end of the world?
Yeah, they say that there were this is the fourth.
Huh?
They say that this is either the third or the fourth, that there were others before this, that we came from this point.
Imagination, yes. Some things happen, not the end of the world, not the judgment day.
I don't know if you really mean it that literally, though. It could just be like civilizations that got destroyed.
Yeah, civilizations have destroyed. So many things disappear. Once he was there, it's not there anymore. They're looking to find. What is to find and what to bring it out for? Why is that? Even if you find, what are you going to do with it? Saying antique? The idea to find, yes. There is the whole Atlantis in the Aegean Sea, Mediterranean Sea there. Disappear, move. It's underneath there. What will happen if you bring them up? And what are you going to take from it? The man must take lesson to understand, yes, this had happened, and this kind of incidents that happened, and when this was happening, this kind of life these people they were living. And when they put all that together in different parts of the world, when those incidents that happened, that shows us that when the people they turn to live according their ego wants, and when they start being disobedient to their Lord and to the ones that Lord sent to them, and we are finding sometimes later, divine punishment came. Divine punishment means that unusual thing that happened that they have never thought, and they have never think that would happen. So it shows that the power came from the Lord of the heavens. Order came, and one angel turned all that thing upside down. The mercy is lifted, the punishment came. Otherwise, mercy, of course it's a mercy. There is still mercy. So much cursing is raining, but it's still mercy. Because we're still breathing the air, but that doesn't mean that because we are breathing the air, we're going to say, well, we're still breathing the air, so it's mercy. The breathing the air that Allah is giving us, the mercy is giving us chance and time to correct ourselves. If we say, well, there is still air, let me still breathe and let me still live as I like, so you are not under that mercy. As soon as the mercy is going to be lifted, the curse is going to reach you. But if the man is saying, yes, there is mercy, and turning around and start correcting himself and start living according to divine order, when the punishment is reaching to the other ones, that one is going to find safety. Because that one corrected, that one taking lesson from the warning that came before. You are driving, the police stops you. They turn everything upside down in these days anyway, but in reality, police stops you before and saying, you're driving like this and like that, so I'm giving you warning now. You're taking that warning, you're not caring yourself, and you're still continuing with that same careless driving. Down some times later, another police stops you, checks it out, saying, well, you already had a warning before. Now, you are being punished. You are giving punishment. Just a simple thing, that's simple. Majority man saying, well, so what, it's $50. Allah is giving you warning with that. Don't you see? The warning, if you connect your life to the heavenly life, that is already a warning to you there. With that lifestyle, that Allah putting that man over there to give you warning. If you have a warning, if you have a summons in dunya, that means you already have summons there too now. And you must look to correct yourself. Otherwise, Bayram, running, taxi. Warning coming. Who says that next time it may not be a disaster? We don't want that. But who says there is that? I tell you from myself. The day that my chef said to me, leave taxi business now, do something else. I didn't leave instantly because I promised the guy that I was going to work all week to him. So, because I said, let me keep my promise to him. So, why are you going to keep your promise? Pay him the money and go away. No, I didn't. Because I am a good guy, I have to keep my promise. Next day I went to a work. I got 3 tickets from the police. That all this time, I have never had tickets. That blessing of Shah Mawlana, 3 years I'm driving, not getting a single ticket. Next day I go to a work, I get 3 different tickets in one day. I know that that is a warning, but I said, I already promised him, and I went to tell him, he goes to me, please, carry it until this week you told me, and I'm looking for somebody this and then. So I listened to him. I went next day to work again. This is the 3rd day. I go to work. I'm driving correctly, and I know something is going to happen. And I'm looking around very carefully. I'm driving down to 3rd Avenue, coming this way. The 34th Street. 3rd Avenue, 34th Street, coming like this, two-way street. The green light for me. Everyone is passing. I pass. I'm all the way on the right side of the road. The guy is coming from 34th Street, top speed. He is passing the red light. He is sitting right on my middle of the car. He dragged the car from all the way to that corner, all the way inside, that in the corner store, there was a corner store, DR, it was a pharmacy store there. He pushes my car inside the pharmacy store. The car bends down like that. I'm going through with that. While I'm going through, I'm saying to myself, ego, it's good for you. You're not listening, huh? Even if you die now, it's good for you here. That's what I'm saying to myself. I am not knowing what's happening. The car stopped. I came out. I'm inside the store. Nothing happened to me. Alhamdulillah. But the car became accordion, like this. Said, okay. Drive taxi again. So that was the 1, 2, 3 warning. Thing. Continue with that. Doesn't matter you are the deputy or sheriff. Doesn't. Says, you're not listening. That is the warning now. You didn't take from that. Next time they run over you, crush you completely, they close your book, and go ahead. Who will save you? Yeah. So, the warnings coming to us in this world, day and night. If we take it, slowly we start learning that time. Oh, this happened because of this, this happened because of that, this happened because of this. You will understand everything that time, slowly. Then you can go back, rewinding your tape to understand, oh, this incident happened to me because of this actions. This happened to me because of this. So you will learn. You will know. You will be happy. Yeah. If we do that, we are the winner. If not, this world have seen billions of people before. There is billions of people in it now. The billions are going to come. You go out there, take a handful of dirt in your hand, and you speak to it to say that just a drop of leftover, amen, on this dirt there. if you make this world flat, straight, and take the children of Adam and put them next to each other, who knows how much space they are holding in this world. So every dirt that you're taking, just a little bit left over from a mankind, is there. To understand that we are walking on top of it, we are running on top of it, and one day somebody is going to run on top of us. The time for them, the one that who passed this life clean and he passed the test, it will be like that man is just like happened today and got up tomorrow for judgment day. It's no timing. But they are sitting in that grave thousands of years. The man that who is going to be punished when the judgment day is going to happen is going to think that already billions of years pass on top of it. And that is the beginning now. Nothing worth it for this world to change for Allah and His Prophet. That's why Allah is saying to us, your wealth, your children, your parents, everything that you are own, it's only confusion to you. That's what it means. Don't change nothing for Allah and His Prophet. Wa min Allahu tawfiq wa fiyah.